proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. It's my delight to be with you today. And recently at IBJM, we had our four-day focus of Jewish missions, which we hold every year in the month of June. And this year, we had a great family that joined us, and that was the David Muckle family. And David's here in our studio. Welcome to the program, David.
Thank you.
All right, David, it's just a great opportunity to get to know you and your wife, and I know you have children as well, and it's just a joy to see your heart for the Jewish people. And tell us again where you're from.
I'm from Portage la Prairie, Manitoba, Canada.
Okay, so great having the Canadian folks, our neighbors north of the border, with us. And anyways, it's, again, a joy to have you here. And, of course, you have had a great heart for the Jewish people. As you've told us before, that's kind of developed through years, even since a child. And but can you tell us a little bit about the Canadian Jewish population, especially maybe from where you're at and some things in general?
Yeah, where I'm at and the town that I'm at, there's not a great, huge population of Jewish people. There's about two or three families that I'm aware of. Closest to where we're at would be Winnipeg, the capital of Manitoba. There's about 17,000 Jewish people in that city. Further west, there's about 30,000 in BC in Vancouver. Saskatchewan, I'm not sure of the numbers, and Alberta, I'm not sure of the numbers. There's a lot of demographics that keep changing in Alberta because of the oil sands. Going east into Ontario, there is about 200,000 Jews in Toronto specifically. Then if you went north into Montreal, there's almost the same amount in Montreal. So there is quite a diverse culture from the Jewish people, as well as a diverse difference depending where you go in Canada from these Jewish people.
And speaking of Toronto, obviously, I guess I'm amazed. I didn't realize there was that many Jewish people that live there. I know recently, probably within the past year or two, you've had the privilege of ministering alongside with some of our workers here at IBJM in Toronto. And can you tell us just a little bit about that trip?
Yeah, it's quite interesting, actually. Ed Frampton here from the board gave me a call out of the blue, and I wasn't, we haven't talked for a number of years, and he called and wanted to know what was going on in my life and what was new. And then he said, yeah, we're going to Toronto, want to come. And my first reaction was, do you know where Toronto is in relation to where I am? It's not like only a walk away.
Canada's just a small country,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. But, you know, I prayed about it, and it just seemed like it was right. It just seemed like the Lord was like, hey, you know, I've opened a door, step through this door. So I went. We had the privilege of giving the gospel out. We had the privilege of going door knocking and trying to give out Tanakhs and speaking to people. And it was, I can't say that one thing jumped out on the trip. It was really just a privilege and a blessing to be there and to know that God was going to use that somehow.
Amen. As we close up today's program, can you tell our listeners maybe what's one prayer request? If they pray for Toronto, what is something they can pray for specifically?
Well, in Canada, and specifically Toronto, multiculturalism is a very big thing. Toronto, which was settled by European descendant, has really changed dramatically. There is a lot more people from Pakistan and India and other ethnic backgrounds that have just totally populated the area, and other people have left. And Toronto was at one point considered part of the Bible Belt, but it's become very pagan, very, very heathen. And so the prayer would be is to reach these Jewish people with the gospel, as well as the Gentiles that are there, they're really stuck in their traditions, and their rituals that is getting them nowhere. Without Christ Jesus, they will perish, and they will go to a devil's hell, and we don't want that. We need them to hear the gospel and receive it and act upon it.
Amen. Well, that's definitely a prayer request that we have. So pray for the Muckle family and pray for Jewish missions in Canada, especially Toronto. Thank you for joining us, and may God bless you on this day. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.